You're listening to the Europhone Radio Network, and this is the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody, and returning with me today is my good friend, Dr. Eric Karlstrom. And the show we've got lined up for you is called Manchurian Channelers, Fake Voices of God. And before I bring Eric up, I was actually listening to Eric yesterday on Deanna Spingola's show. It was an excellent show, about 2 to 3 hours, great exchanges. And just to draw your attention to this, folks, if you go to SpingolaSpeaks.net, that's SpingolaSpeaks.net, and then you go down to the, just scroll down to the March the 31st, 2018 show, and that is when Eric was on, and you can download it there for free. So I recommend that, and of course, Deanna is also a good friend of mine and has been on this show many times. So I'm going to bring Eric up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, hi, Andy. Great to be with you again. We've had a number of shows together, and we've done a hiatus of about a month now, so it's good to be back with you and continue some of the themes that we've been developing.
Yes, absolutely. And folks, we've got another one of Eric's songs to play you at some point during this show. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting a lot of creaking coming from you, Eric. I don't know what that is. Sorry. I don't know if there's a mic problem or something. But so where do you want to start us off today? The title is Manchurian Channelers, Fake Voices of God.
Yeah, you know, we're getting into some really confusing issues here, and people have every right to be confused. And I put in a 30-year career as a geography professor at three universities, retired in 2011. And because I lived in Creston, Colorado, which, you know, some have called the Vatican City of the New World Order, with all these spiritual groups, that was founded more or less by the by Maurice Strong of the United Nations, who, you know, was the Secretary General of the Rio Earth Summit of 1992, which wanted to roll out Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century, now called Agenda 2030. I knew something was up. I knew that, you know, the place was crawling with intelligence agents and people zipping in and out, you know, from all over the world, and that our community of 1500 was highly manipulated, that our local politics was controlled. I know because I got involved in several political issues there and was always, you know, marginalized very quickly and effectively, and realized I was, you know, up against some very, very organized and powerful forces. So I began this series in 2011. Is Creston Baca the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion? And I came to the conclusion that yes, indeed, and kind of is. By the way, that's a title that I derived from Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, who gave a speech to a conservative group in 1995 or 6, saying, "And Creston Baca, Colorado, Maurice Strong believes, is the Vatican City of the New World Order." Okay, so, I've got this enormously long series, and I'd like to talk about this. It's on my 911nwo.com website under the subheading of New World Religion ? And the material that we're talking about today, the Manchurian Channeling, of course, goes to the CIA's MKUltra program, which started in 1953, mind control. Electronic mind control is a big part of that and continues to this day. And part 9 of this series is mostly cobbled together from other people's work. I was getting, you know, I mean, this is an enormously long series, and I was, you know, kind of wanting to get to the end of it. I was getting a little lazy. So I cobbled together information from Mike McLowery's blog about Scientology, as well as Nico Haupt's blog timeline. These are timelines now. Timelines of leading up to the 9/11 disaster, and also threw in material from E. Michael Jones, the Jewish Revolutionary Spirit, and its impact on world history, a 1,200-page book by Dr. E. Michael Jones, and a few others to make this part 9, which is called "From UFO Cults to 9/11." That's a short title. The long title is part 9: Cults and Timelines. From Kabbalah, Jewish Kabbalah, of course, Black Magic System, to John Dee, to Freemasonry, to British psychiatry and intelligence, to the Church of Scientology, from Urantia, which is a UFO cult, to Voices of God and the 9/11 cover-up. Okay, these things sound like they might be completely disconnected. And when we go back to the Kabbalah of the Jews, the Black Magic System, we're going back to a Babylonian Black Magic System. When we go back to John Dee, he's the Rosicrucian, head of Rosicrucianism. He's the astrologer and intelligence agent, 007, for the first Queen Elizabeth back in the 1600s. And he, and then, of course, Freemasonry is all involved with this Jewish Kabbalism and has been for centuries. British psychiatry, the history of British psychiatry is given in Mike McLowery's blog. And intelligence, and as it relates to the Church of Scientology, which is a complete fabrication of British intelligence and psychiatry and American intelligence and psychiatry, a way to control people. And the Urantia, of course, one of the many UFO cults in which we get this Manchurian channeling phenomenon, people, you know, channeling books from God or from Jesus or from Ra or from Toth or from, you know, any number of ascended masters. And I mean, this stuff is nuts. It's crazy. But when you start to put it all together and stand back, you start to see a pattern of intelligence agencies working for the New World Order to subvert culture with phony religion, false prophecy, confusion, and it's the intelligence agencies that are creating so many of these destructive cults that are doing the mind control and in fact enslaving their followers, like Jim Jones did, who was an intelligence agent, like David Koresh did, who was also David. I don't think he was an intelligence agent. This is the guy of Waco. He was kind of a self-appointed Christ figure who actually was receiving these V2K voice of God messages in his brain. He had the requisite narcissistic personality disorder that the CIA looks for with their personality assessment system, PAS, developed by John Gittinger back in the 40s and 50s. And so they use these guys with a big, you know, narcissistic complex to become these cult leaders, and then they control them, and then they enslave the whole cult. And as in the case of both Jonestown and Waco, when the experiment went bad, and these are CIA operations, then the CIA moves their teams in, or the military moves their teams in to wipe out the complex. And as in the case we saw earlier with Jonestown, the pathologists, the people who analyze the dead bodies, notice that 80 to 90% of all the 900 mostly black dead people who were cult members had not died from drinking Kool-Aid. Rather, they had needle marks in their neck and or were shot in the head. And so we saw a white SWAT team move in. They killed the investigating congressman from California who was visiting at the time, named Leo Ryan. So that was when the operation went bad. And that's when the white SWAT team, the special ops guys, moved in, whisked away probably Jim Jones, gave him a false identity, and then killed these black slaves, mind control slaves. Similarly, we saw special operations. Actually, I'll name the names. Kay Griggs, who was married to one of these special ops, Jason Bourne types. His name was George Griggs, Princeton graduate, mind-controlled slave of the Marine Corps, also an assassin. She names the names. Who did Waco? Who did Oklahoma City? Who did all these false flags? It's the special ops guys from the military. She names James Joy, General Jim Joy, and General Carl Steiner were in charge of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed Americans and then was used, of course, to get these gun laws passed. And of course, they've upped all these false flag staged false flag attacks that are carried out as theater, using you know, paid crisis actors, et cetera. This is all in the $4 billion budget that the Pentagon has to propagandize the American people and sell their wars. But anyway, I digress. I'm coming to the conclusion, Andy, that all these things are connected. The gang stalking is, of course, coming out of this same nexus of intelligence agencies and satanic secret societies, such as the Masons. And it's a way to, you know, do a fascist police state and get others, get citizens, civilians to make a self-policing fascist state. So they take out their fellow citizens. They become Department of Homeland Security spies, and what we call perpetrators. But that's what we talked about in Deanna Spingola's show. Today, I'd like to kind of look at the history of these cults and their infiltration, their creation and infiltration by intelligence agencies, which themselves are cults that are working not for the people of the countries, but for the international ruling elite through the financial system and through ultimately the what I've been calling Judeo-Masonic Satanists. These are pedophile psychopaths, and they run things from a distance, and they have their agents of, you know, influence on the ground. They love to use these cults, you know, the McMartin pedophilia cult in the 90s in L.A., Colonel Michael Aquino, who wrote the book Mind War 1980, was for many years working at the Presidio in San Francisco and was accused, I think quite rightly, of pedophilia over several decades. So these guys in the military, you know, again, as related to the CIA and all these mind control experiments, they have, you know, jumped in right in bed with Satan. Because what they're doing is satanic ritual abuse to children. They've been doing this since the 40s and 50s to split the personalities, to make their Manchurian candidates, that is, programmed assassins. This is all trauma-based mind control, satanic ritual abuse, which is, by the way, Andy, identical with Jewish ritual abuse and murder, which goes right back, you know, thousands of years to their blood sacrifices. So satanic ritual abuse, trauma-based mind control, Jewish ritual abuse and murder, all these things are very closely connected and have been played out in the secret societies, one of which, and the huge one of which, is the quote-unquote intelligence agencies and the profession of psychiatry. If we look at McLowery's blog, we see this. The history of British psychiatry and, of course, American psychiatry. British and American psychiatry, British and American intelligence are identical because, you know, American is just an extension of the British, and both of them controlled by the Judeo-Masonic Masonic Satanists. So I'll stop there, and I know it's a mouthful. What I can say, Andy, here is that I invite people to read this long series of articles. It's not published in a book. It's on my 911nwo.com website. I spent years writing it. When I printed it up in 2015, it was 1,200 pages, single-spaced. I put it in some local libraries, and some of them took it, some of them didn't. It's under the 911nwo.com website under New World Religion. We're talking now about part 9, from UFO cults to 9/11. And here's where we get into the Manchurian channelers. That is to say, people who are hearing voices of God. And this could all be phony voice to skull, synthetic telepathy, microwave hearing technology, which goes back to the 60s and 70s with the CIA's MK Ultra mind control program, which had 149 sub-projects. We have been duped on a colossal scale. All this is to move us into the New World Order slave system, which these psychopath pedophiles intend to run. So I'll shut up there.
Yeah, thank you, Hank. I don't know if we're being messed with, but there's a lot of creaking, some sort of creaking noise coming intermittently from your end. I don't know if there's anything going on, if you're hearing that. But basically, I don't know where to start, really. I just feel I just can't see us lasting much longer, you know. I really feel that what's been going on is that Jews collectively, I believe that they work together largely. You get factions within there. I remember reading recently that Jeremy Corbyn, the head of the Labour Party in the UK, keeps being attacked for anti-Semitism. And the other day he went and visited a CEDA conference, which is a Jewish group that's apparently hostile to the State of Israel. And so he was called anti-Semitic again for visiting Jews. I mean, you know, that he supported. So it's obviously certain Jews that you can't support, otherwise you're then anti-Semitic. The whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. And but from my point of view, I don't really see any Jewish groups out there, for example, protesting immigration. And what we see them doing, however, is once the immigration is at a critical level, they'll lobby through their media for mixed race relationships to wipe out the individuality of both races. They'll also try and rile the races up against each other with groups like Black Lives Matter and the NAACP and America, anything that they can to drive a wedge between the host population and the population that they have brought in. And it's getting to such a critical stage now that South Africa, for example, where they've recently passed that law where any white people's property can be seized, it's not just farms, folks, or, you know, it's basically you can seize their property right up to their shoelaces if you choose to and you're black. But I don't see any law where they can seize Jewish people's property, which is probably why the Oppenheimers, for example, are still in control of the diamond mines over there. You know, we were told all this nonsense in the mainstream media about Mandela, oh, it'll be Africa back for the Africans and all this garbage. But we never saw any of the Jewish-owned property suddenly going to blacks in South Africa. How very interesting. So I honestly believe, you talked about a satanic element, Jesus Christ said himself in the book of John, chapter 8, if you read through it, from about verse 37 to about verse 50, you will see how he calls the Jews collectively the children of Satan. And so all these people running around now, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, I just say, well, Jesus Christ told me that you were the children of Satan. That's what he said. And you know what? Based upon the actions that I see you committing in white countries throughout the world, I have absolutely no problem with what Jesus Christ said, because what you're doing is absolutely evil. You're trying to destroy all white nations by a variety of methods. You've already enslaved the nations through your control of the banking system. You pump the people full of garbage in your media. You don't want to talk about anything like the South Africa situation in your media, where whites are being slaughtered and a law has been passed where their property can be seized for nothing, okay? And they can be killed. And you've got a senior politician there, Julius Malema, saying, we're not calling for the killing of all whites yet, okay? And it's just not reported in our media. You know, and it's all Jewish controlled. This is why I go back to what Jesus Christ said. And I think, Eric, that we are at a critical juncture. I think that they're now ready to make their final move, which is goodbye, Whitey. What's your thoughts on that, please?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything you say is true. You know, how close they are to their final move. I think they thought they were close to their final move 100 years ago. They have been working through history to accomplish this takedown, the World Revolutionary Movement, to create a Jewish utopia, Jewish universal empire. And, you know, I don't say these things because I'm prejudiced against anybody. I say these things because I've studied this, and this is what the facts show. Now, if you don't want to study it, well, believe Jesus Christ. He said it, you know, and he laid it out. If you're kind of intellectually not intellectually oriented, you know, just believe what Jesus said. If you are intellectually oriented, like I am, with a PhD and 30 years of being a professor, you can study the matter, as Andy has also. And you know, you can verify it through your own efforts. And we don't say this because we hate the Jews. We say this because this is what's happening. And, you know, people need to wake up to it, you know, and hopefully without hatred. But of course, you know, then they'll talk, oh, hate speech, you're anti-Semitic. Well, I mean, what's the first thing Lenin did, a Jew, by the way, when he, you know, took over Russia from after the Bolshevik Revolution? He passed a law that said, you know, if you criticize the Jews, that's anti-Semitic, and off you go to the gulag. Well, you know, that's because the people that had just taken over Russia were Jews. You know? Well, we're going to see that now with hate speech. You know, I get that even with other members of the what's called the TI or targeted individual community. You know, oh, you can't say that. That's hate speech. That's anti-Semitic. I mean, we can go down that road. But let's, Andy, come back to our supernatural communication, because this is one more way that proves the point that we're making here, that the Jews are behind this. Now, another Appendix 8 that I have in my series here is actually excerpts from a book called The Ways of the Serpent, written in 1936 by a British lady named Christina Stoddard, who went by the pseudonym Inquire Within. And she was involved in one of these, you know, secret societies in England back in the 30s. And she wrote a book about it. You know, it's kind of like the Masons. And it's all based on the Jewish Kabbalah system of black magic. And, then you get into the cults and the degrees and the ascended masters and the phony religions, which they're very, very good at making these phony religions, because this is a way to dupe and fool people and to control them. And, if you have a cult, all power to the cult master, all power, money, and sex to the cult master. So they go for narcissistic personality types, and the CIA knows that. So they will create these cults to form a little totalitarian system that they can manipulate. I think you have to look at the CIA as an extension of British intelligence, which you have to look at that as an extension of the same Judeo-Masonic satanic forces. Their MO is the same, their modus operandi. And of course, when they got into all this electronic mind control stuff, now they have the means of inserting these voices in people's heads, which can fool them into thinking that they are indeed channeling God. So let's look at a couple examples of that. Eileen Cady was channeling books from the 50s and 70s. She was hearing the voice of God. Well, her first husband was in British intelligence, and then she had a handler in British intelligence who tortured her when she doubted that she was hearing the voice of God, until she did believe that she was hearing the voice of God. Her second husband, Cady, was an American intelligence officer. And so then this was the basis of the Findhorn cult, which is called the Vatican City of the New Age movement. Well, the New Age movement, of course, traces back to Helen Blavatsky in the late 1800s, and she's a Jewess from Ukraine, and she founded again the Theosophical Society, and she claims to have channeled the Tibetan Dwol Kul, and she wrote a whole bunch of books like this ISIS and I can't think of the names right now. It's all horse bucky. It's all nonsense, crazy stuff. But then, of course, Alice Bailey takes it up after, in the early 1900s. She's actually an Episcopalian from Britain. And then it moves over to the United States. And then that morphs into hundreds of other New Age movements. Well, you know, according to the people I'm studying,
Hello, Eric, you've gone completely dead. Are you still there? Eric, I can't hear you at all. Hello, Eric? I think I'm going to have to hang up and call him straight back, folks. Hold on. Let's see if we can get him back now.
Hello, Andy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You might just completely went.
Okay, well, let's just pick it up there and just not go into it. Eileen Cady and whatnot were complete fabrications of British and American intelligence. And this guy, Mike McLowery, says the whole New Age movement has been managed by British intelligence. And, of course, British intelligence directly connected to British psychiatry. And the McLowery blog, which is in my part 9, gives the history of this, you know, with the Tavistock Institute and whatnot, but going back into the 1800s. And so what we have is ways to dupe and fool people. So it becomes very, very difficult. Now, you know, certainly in the past, people have heard both voices of God and voices of demons. If you're a Christian, you believe that. But now there's the confusing element that these voices can be inserted into the human mind and are being inserted into the human mind on a regular basis by our intelligence agencies. And this gives rise, again, to the phenomenon of Manchurian channelers, like Manchurian candidates. It's a way to control people's minds and therefore, of course, control the culture and, you know, bring in the new world order of slavery, which the slave masters, to use the word Mike McLowery uses all the time, have in mind for us. The UFO phenomenon, the alien abduction phenomenon, according to many experts like Cannon and Dr. A.C. Hammond and Jim Keith and whatnot, is probably a cover story to hide the MKUltra monarch-type mind control programming. And then, of course, when people say, oh, I was abducted by these aliens, you know, people, other people tend to dismiss them. So the great lengths are gone to give the impression to these victims, mind control victims, that they were abducted, you know, by aliens, etc. But sometimes these aliens, you know, have blonde hair and they're wearing baseball caps, you know, like the Nazis. So let's get right down into the Manchurian channelers, and then again, this is a huge article. I would please invite people to go through the history of this stuff. If you don't believe what Jesus Christ said. You know, if you don't, and I understand people want to be skeptical, and we're in a skeptical age. Okay, great. But read this article. You'll realize that what Jesus Christ said was correct. Okay, so let's look at these channelers. According to Wikipedia, the list of modern channeled texts, we have the following notable channeled entities. Abraham, a group of entities channeled by Esther Hicks. Awais, channeled by Aleister Crowley, the Satanist from Britain, who was also MI6, by the way, and a Cambridge graduate, and called himself the Beast and 666 and the most evil man in the world, and who was the kind of the spiritual godfather of L. Ron Hubbard, who created Scientology, and Parsons over in Ron Parsons, who was... started the Jet Propulsion Lab in Southern California. Again, this stuff gets really weird. Okay, Alexander is channeled by Raymond Stevens. Artin and Prusa appeared to Gary Renaud. Ashtar, extraterrestrial being, which is actually a name derived from Satan, the names for Satan, communicated telepathically to George Van Tessel. Bashar channeled to Daryl Anka. The Cassiopeians, beings from the Cassiopeian, from Cassiopeia constellation, channeled by Laura Knight Jadzik. The Galactic Federation of Light, alien beings channeled by various mediums at Lightworkers.org. And again, most of these are CIA voice-to-skull voices, I think now we can say. God was channeled by Barbara Rose. God was channeled by Eileen Cady, this lady at Findhorn. God and Jesus Christ were channeled by Joseph Smith. Okay, Joseph Smith founded the Mormons. He was a Mason. But this goes way back before the electronic mind control. So now we're in the realm of demons. Oliver Cowdery and other early Mormon leaders all said they channeled God and Jesus Christ. God was channeled by Neil Donald Walsh, the guide channeled by Eva Perakos. Hathor from an ascended civilization was channeled by Tom Kenyon. Jehovah, not Jehovah, was channeled through automatic writing by John Ballou Nubro. Jeshua, Jesus, the way of mastery, channeled by J.M. Jesus, channeled by Army psychologist, PhD, Jewish, Helen Schuckman, who wrote The Course in Miracles, which showed up in mainline Protestant churches all over America to degrade and corrupt the faith of Christianity. Cariel, the seventh dimension master guide, channeled by Fred Sterling. Chiron entity, channeled by Lee Carroll. Melchizedek entity, channeled by Catherine E. Cole. Maitreya, the god, the Tibetan Buddhist ascended master who's supposed to come and, you know, be the next Buddha, channeled by Margaret McElroy. Michael, the Michael teachings, written by Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough, Oath channeled by Ellen Rao, the Pleiadians entity, that's from the constellation Pleiades, channeled by Barbara Marciniak. And I think we talked about this, Andy. This lady from Barbara Marciniak, who was a college professor in, you know, some lightweight field, actually was channeling these entities on her computer in Albuquerque, and she was getting the message to build this 300-foot granite pyramid in Crestone, Colorado, where I live in the 80s, and then this would be the place where these extraterrestrial beings would land on planet Earth and save us from ourselves, from environmental destruction. Fortunately, the Property Owners Association in Crestone had a rule that you can't have a structure over 30 feet, so they rejected her proposal to build a 300-foot granite pyramid, thus saving the Earth from these, I'm sure it would have been a military assault, like Operation Bluebeam. That's, I think, what they have in mind. The Pleiadian Collective was channeled by Wendy Kennedy. Ra was channeled by Carla Rukert. Ramtha, an Ascended Master, was channeled by J.Z. Knight. Seth, an entity, was channeled by Jane Roberts. Toth, an Ascended Master from Atlantis, Egypt, and Greece, was channeled by Dunvalo Melchizedek, another false name. I'm sure it's a Jew. Tobias of the Crimson Council, channeled by Geoffrey Hopp. He also channels Ascended Masters Adamus Saint Germain, who's a big one, and Kuthumi. People who are familiar with the New Age movement would recognize this stuff. Various psychic surgeons, such as Zay Origo, the guy from South America who was, you know, psychic surgeon. He would claim to work as channels for deceased surgeons. Actually, there was a guy named Puharik, who was a CIA psychiatrist, who really was pushing this stuff. All this psychic surgeries and fooled me. I read this stuff when I was young. I mean, it fools so many people. I thought it was pretty cool, you know. Yahweh channeled by Arthur Fanning. He also channels the being Jehovah. Zoosh, Z-O-O-S-H, channeled by Robert Shapiro. Okay, that's a Jewish name. Many of these names are familiar. Toth, Pleiadians, Cassiopeians, Aleister Crowley. There's a lot of this coming from intelligence agencies. Some of it probably coming from demons, because demons are out there. And the whole process of summoning these spirits is called theurgy. And this is what the secret societies have been doing, you know, since John Dee and before, summoning angels. And who shows up? Well, probably a demon, you know. It's called theurgy, and this is the basis of our secret societies for millennia. Let's face it, you know, we're talking black magic here. So obviously this has to do with the Crestone phenomena and the channeling that's been going on in Crestone. We're dealing with very, very dark forces. We're dealing with true demonic forces and fake demonic forces, maybe, with the microwave hearing, synthetic telepathy, also known as V2K or voice to skull, which has been around since the 60s and 70s. And the CIA created brain computer hookups in 1969. This is not well known. This is all classified, top secret stuff. So what we've learned is, that there is this real attempt to confuse people through false religion over the millennia. And our friend... Tex Mars, Andy, has written 4 books on the New Age movement and said all of these New Age movements usually are created by Jews. Well, yeah, Jews and British intelligence and American intelligence, they're all working hand in hand. So Helen Shookman, Eileen Cady, Grimsley, the channeler for the Urantia movement, which is one of the first big UFO cults, Jim Jones, David Koresh, all these people are manipulated then by these intelligence agencies to create these cults. So the intelligence agencies are acting as a for the world's psychopathic elite to confuse the society to the point where we have to move into this, you know, new world order that they have for us. I mean, I'm summarizing an enormous amount of information here that's in this article. But what we see then is 9/11, okay, the cover-up, the truth movement was was assaulted as soon as it started by individuals coming out of these cults like Scientology. Often these are military individuals who go into Scientology, who are, you know, actually infiltrating and controlling the cults. L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, was in Office of Naval Intelligence, which is right up there with the CIA. He was also involved with Aleister Crowley. He also was an occultist. In fact, Scientology is all about occultism, and it's a system of control. It also extorts massive amounts of money from its devotees. And L. Ron Hubbard was a pulp science fiction writer back in the 40s and 50s and wrote a bunch of real science fiction garbage. And indeed, the whole Scientology theology is coming right out of this Galactic Federation type of theology of basic nonsense. I mean, it's just coming out of their crazy imaginations. And he was doing a lot of drugs and drinking a lot of alcohol when he was writing these books, you know. So, you know, what these are ways to dupe people. You know, these are way to fool the masses. So that's what they're doing with these. But it's a spiritual fooling, you see. So if they can get you to sign on, and a lot of, you know, well-intentioned people are in the New Age movement. They just want to help save the world, you know, save the whales, do this, that, whatever. They're just, you know, kind of weak minds, like all of us, perhaps, in our youth, when we don't know up from down. We get sucked into these movements, and then we can be manipulated, and very, very dark forces can take over if we decide to go into these secret kinds of societies where we graduate through various initiations, you see, to higher forms of the light, like Masons, for instance. Well, what is the light? The light is the light of Lucifer. You know, stay away from Masonry, you know, unless you want to go to hell, I guess. I mean, these people are going to hell. You know, 33rd degree Mason, 32nd, 31st, 30th, they all know that Lucifer is the god of Masonry. Below that, they don't. But they're getting inklings as they go up and get further into the light. You know, oh, I want to see the light. You know, well, the light is the light of Lucifer. So, you know, let's come out of that, please.
Absolutely, Eric. And what we'll do now is we'll play a song that you've sent me, which is called Paradise Divide Waltz, The Touch of the Master's Hand. So I'll just have a break and play that. So I'm going to mute us both. Here we go, folks.
Was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good people?" he cried. "Who starts the bidding for me? $1, $1. Do I hear two? $2. Who makes it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three." But no, from the room far back, a gray bearded man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet as the angel sings. Music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What now am I bid for this old violin?" as he held it aloft with its bow. "1,000, 1,000, do I hear two? 2,000, who makes it three? 3,000 once,
3,000 twice. Going and gone, said he. The audience cheered, but some of them cried, we just don't understand. What changed its worth? Swift came the reply. The touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, all battered with bourbon and gin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd. Much like that old violin, a mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once, he is going twice, he is going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Myra Brooks Welch.
Excellent, Eric. I really enjoyed that. Where can people get hold of your music, and particularly that song? What album is it from, etc.?
Well, this is I have a website which has about 15, 16 of my CDs and a movie that I made, and it's called ericcarlstrom.com. And that particular song is on a CD called Paradise Divide. Again, the name of the song is a song I wrote called Paradise Divide Walls. And I put over that a poem from the 1860s, I believe, by Myra Brooks Welch called The Touch of the Master's Hand. We really have the choice, Andy. Who do we want to serve? Do we want to serve Jesus Christ? You know, whose burden is pretty light. He says, you know, love God and love your fellow man. Not so tough. You know, it's not esoteric. It's not occult. It's out in the open. It's easy. It's free. Or we can pay all this money and be duped by, you know, Satanists like the Scientologists, and then go through all these initiations, and it's very, very tough and esoteric, and eventually go to hell if we serve Satan. You know, what an easy choice when you look at it that way. I mean, and this is really what we're talking about here. The Jews have, as a people, of course, rejected Jesus as their Messiah and crucified him, and have been crucifying him ever since. And crucifying his church and his people. So this puts them in league with, you know, the dark one. I think they are literally his children, as Jesus said. But they've done this, you know, through sacrificing their own children over the centuries. And this is, you know, well documented back in the third, second, fourth centuries, you know, by early Christians and others. You know, it's not a matter of being prejudiced. It's like, hey, do I want to hang out with the people that sacrifice their kids to Satan and want to sacrifice everybody else to Satan? No, I don't think so. That's not what I want to spend my life doing. But right now we stand up and resist this, because they're very close to gaining control, I think, of the whole planet. And I mean, we do need to pray that Jesus will come and return. Because we're far down that road now.
Yes, exactly. You know, this is just the way I feel, really. I just, certainly politically, I'm not sure how we're supposed to do anything about it. All we can do is let the people know what's going on, let the audience know what's going on, and hope that we don't get arrested for doing that. I mean, you know, that is how ridiculous it's got today. If we actually went out and started going on the streets and, you know, protesting these things that are taking place, I mean, body shaming and you know, racism and anti-Semitism, all this garbage that they've been throwing at us that is a result of what they've imposed upon us. You know, people are getting overweight and that because of all the garbage food that they're being have forced down them by all the supermarkets and the fast food and all this sort of stuff, and goodness knows what's in it, the chemtrails and the contrails. And then they're saying, oh, you know, you can't criticise people for being overweight. What, so you just let them pile on the weight, get sick and die? Is that the answer now? And all the pushing of all the tattoos to make us all look like tribal, you know, Amazonian tribes. I mean, it's just absolutely... I've never known the world to be a more evil place than it is today. And there's one group that is responsible for this. And it's unfortunate that the white race are so stupid that they won't seem to do anything about it. But if you're going to go out and say, right, I'm going to run on a platform, I want to reverse immigration, I want to repatriate people to their country of origin, you're not even going to get on the ballot. You're going to get arrested and put in prison for saying that. So there is no free speech. And that's why... You know, I'm kept going with this radio show because I feel I have a duty to let people know what is going on. But I don't see there as being a political solution. I don't see there being a violent solution. I see the only solution is going to be a form of salvation. And that's the way that I see it. What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
Well, I agree. I think it is a spiritual battle at its core, you know. And let me just read one of the concluding paragraphs in my article here. As Aleister Crowley himself said, it is the belief. Now, this guy was a deep, deep, dark Satanist. It is the belief apart from any underlying reality which causes the overlords at the levers of establishment power to mold the world we inhabit and condition us by the molding, as Clark forecast in his book Childhood's End, to eventually accept the open, undisguised rule of Satan himself. So they're giving us all these false reality paradigms. 9/11 was one such, global warming is another. They're giving us all these, and they're trying to get us into this logical reality paradox, trying to believe us, get us to believe all this stuff that's going to allow Satan to come in, take over the world. Well, I think, as you say, I mean, they're pretty darn close to having achieved that. And what can stand in the way? Only people of faith who reject that, you know, vigorously and subscribe to, you know, I would say the religion of Jesus Christ. You know, John Adams, our fourth president, John Quincy Adams, said, you know, well, we statesmen can do all we can to, you know, create a good system. But it is the morality that is derived from religion alone which can sustain a good society. And as our morality has been intentionally degraded, you know, by these intelligence agencies, you know, with the hippie movement and everything, which was a complete product of the intelligence agencies, and, you know, the porn industry and Hollywood and everything, which is, again, the product of the Jews, that our society is vulnerable now to our societies are vulnerable to the rule of Satan. And what can counter Satan and defeat him? Well, Jesus has done that. So, you know, get on that bandwagon, I would say, and be assured of victory in the next life, as perhaps even in this life. You know, if you've made that transition, you know, the kingdom of God starts on earth, you know, as Tex Mars would say. So I think that's our best bet individually and as a society. Now, it could be that all of this is scripted and we have to go through it. You know, as if you believe in biblical prophecy, you know, the end times are pretty, pretty terrible. And it looks like what we have resembles that quite a bit.
I agree, Eric, and we've got about 6 minutes left. So is there anything else out of the article that you really want to touch on that you haven't had the opportunity to do so?
Well, you know, I think we hit the high points. I mean, we can go, the article goes through the McMartin mind control programming that was going on in the 90s. It talks about the Raelian UFO cult, you know, which happens to believe in cloning and science and, you know, sounds an awful lot like Ray Kurzweil and his, you know, singularity and, you know, and living forever with immortality, just like the promise of the snake to, you know, in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve. You know, you will live forever and be as gods. Well, this is apparently a main emphasis now of our governments as controlled by these psychopathic pedophiles, you know, we can call them number of things, but the Jews fits. And they are controlling our government. They are controlling the direction of scientific research and often scientific frauds in the case of global warming and 9/11. But and the Manchurian channeling for sure, the mind control. So, but this transhumanist idea, we talked on a little bit about this with the Deanna Spingola interview that I did a couple days ago. The goal since World War II, for sure, with Dr. Norbert Wiener's book, Cybernetics, he's another Jew, is to merge the mind of humans with that of computers. And I think the targeted individuals around the world are mind control victims, usually, whose minds are being, you know, digitally simulated and to use in these, you know, immortality programs that Ray Kurzweil has in mind for his buddies. So what they really want is immortality to live forever, because they know they're going to hell, right? They have to beat God, you see. And so if they can take over the earth and live forever, then they feel they will have beaten God. And then, by the way, all the Gentiles who are, you know, just cattle and beasts to them can be turned into cyborg slaves or genocided with these kinds of mind control technologies. So mind control and targeted individuals, gang stalking, cults, these topics are of supreme importance to understand. And I have this website, Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults. .com, which grew out of my 911nwo.com website. Now that I myself have found that I'm a quote-unquote targeted individual, my inspiration for understanding this has, you know, redoubled. And I'm studying it both academically and personally on the street level. I'm seeing the stalking and the stalking games that are being played. This is an enormously evil system. And we talked about the structure of the system in the Deanna Spingola interview. And I'd be glad, and I've got some articles on my Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com about the structure of this system, which, you know, very difficult to penetrate because it has its roots in what we've been talking about today. I mean, these technologies are used, these philosophies are implemented. And in a sense, the gang stalking and the targeted individuals, this is to get, you know, to get people out of the way who might be problematic for the New World Order, slave state, Jewish utopia, Jewish universal empire, etc. So and they have ways of doing it now that are silent and secret. These non-lethal weapons, quote unquote, soft kill, silent kill, slow kill, directed energy weapons. People don't know about this, but since World War II and before, even the Pentagon and other military agencies have weaponized all frequencies and wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum, which we live in a sea of energy. What we see is a very tiny slice of wavelengths, which we call visible light, but there are all these other wavelengths out there. And now the Pentagon has weaponized them, and the Russians and the Israelis and the Brits and many governments have done this over the decades in top secret research. Barry Trower is a British microwave specialist who I think worked with intelligence in Britain, and he's on many YouTubes explaining the dangers of microwave, you know, Wi-Fi kinds of things. He says turn off your Wi-Fi at night. It carries all kinds of bad stuff. So I'm not the only one speaking of this. I am trying to kind of synthesize things. I'm getting my information from others. I don't claim to be any kind of, you know, genius on these things at all. I'm just somebody who is very concerned about exposing this system that we've been enrolled in. Even as our governments talk about freedom and democracy, the reality is increasingly electronic slavery, psyops, and chemical warfare against the people of the world. So we have to stand up for ourselves. Our governments are not going to fix this. They're behind it because they are co-opted and controlled by these secret societies, by these Satanists, by these Judeo-Masonic Satanists, as I call it. So that's kind of wraps it up. I don't know if we did justice to the Manchurian channeling idea, Andy, but I think we got some of the ideas across. And again, people can go to my website, 911nwo.com. Look under New World Religion ? And look at part 9, From UFO Cults to 9/11, to get a lot more information.
Thank you very much, Eric. And one remark I found quite ominous in your show with Deanna is when you said that essentially these satanic controllers have pretty much got it all in the bag now, and all they're going to do now is start sweeping up the dissenters, which, of course, are the likes of you and I.
Yeah, I think you can look at it that way. I hope you and I can't see the big picture. We don't know how much dissent is out there. A good friend of mine gave me the image, you know, of, you know, you're doing your best to try to live a Christian life and what fight off the New World Order, whatever. And it's like you're out fishing, you know, in a lake, and there's fog, and until the fog lifts a little bit, you don't see that there's a lot of other people out there doing the same thing. And let's hope that there is some kind of a critical mass, and that God is going to, you know, pray to God and keep rowing to shore. You know, we're going to be rowing as hard as we can with God's help and praying to God for his guidance as well, because this is a spiritual battle at its basis. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Eric. Fine words to end the show with. So I want to thank Eric for joining me again today. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And bye for now.
You have been listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on the Eurofolk Radio Network. Andrew's book, The Synagogue of Satan, is now available on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.